I love Carbondale. I believe in Carbondale. I believe in the people of Carbondale. And as a working woman in the town, I just feel like it'd be great to have a perspective of somebody who actually works, you know, in the businesses that serve the community.
So what are your experiences that you feel will benefit the Board of Town Trustees? You say you work in local businesses. What do you mean by that?
Well, I own my own photography business, Colorful Crow Photography. I do landscape photography. So I mostly work doing art shows around the Valley. I've been in the Valley Visual Show. I've been out at the Redstone Show, the Village Smithy, Beer Works. I have some work right now at another local gallery called Carbondale Collection. And then I've also worked as a waitress. I've worked at the Village Smithy. I've worked at the Poor House. I'm currently at the American Legion here in Carbondale. So I feel like I do have a lot of exposure to, as we say, the average Joe. My husband is in construction in the Valley and has been for 30 years. So I get to hear his perspective on things. I also do a lot of volunteer work. Currently here in Carbondale, I've volunteered at Mountain Fair, Wilderness Workshop, the American Legion, here at KD&K. I am on the executive board and have had a radio show for a couple of years. I volunteered at Food and Wine, and any little thing that comes up, I love throwing my hat in just to, you know, get the experience of working with the people in town. And in California, I was a Girl Scout leader slash camp counselor for over 20 years. I actually worked for the Girl Scout Board of Orange County as a trainer. I train new Girl Scout leaders, and I feel like a lot of my base I live my life by. Some people might think it's silly, but the Girl Scout law means a lot to me.
The Girl Scout law. What is the Girl Scout law?
Well, the Girl Scout law basically is I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong. I will be responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others. I respect authority. I use my resources wisely to make the world a better place. And to me, that is exactly how I live my life.
What do you support, April Spaulding, in terms of current town direction?
I do support growth. I do support affordable housing. I'm not exactly sure how we will go about having affordable housing. Maybe it is just a matter of having more housing available, and that will help the economy right there. I think we're a little bit at capacity in town, and that it's really hurt a lot of us that work here. I think it's unconscionable that our teachers, that our firemen, that our police, that the waitresses that serve you coffee in the morning cannot live in Carbondale, that the rent is too high. I don't have a magic wand for that right now, but it is something that I'm completely passionate about and trying to work with others to figure out what we can do about that.
What changes would you like to see the town make?
I actually don't have anything on my radar right now for changes. I don't feel like I'm coming into this race with any kind of agenda. I'm bringing an open mind and a perspective of my own to what is going on. I'm very interested in the small business here in Carbondale, and I am planning on holding personally a few roundtables, one of them directed toward the small business owners. The people in Carbondale, they love the town, they love their business, and they want it to thrive, and I also do. And it hurts me to see empty spaces on Main Street because of, I'm not exactly sure I want to say, you know, rents have gone up, they've pushed some businesses out, then the buildings sit there empty, and I find that very sad.
Tell me more about the roundtables you mentioned.
Yes, I'm planning on three right now. I don't have any dates yet, but my three different views I'd like to get are small business owners, the Latino population, and then just your everyday person that lives here and works here in Carbondale. And so those are my three different roundtables.
And you plan to do this as a trustee member or?
No, I'd like to do this as a candidate so that I have these perspectives in my pocket already when I come to the board.
What is the first thing you would do if you were elected?
Listen, learn about my fellow board members. You know, those are really what I have in myself to bring.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, April Spaulding, and good luck.
Well, thank you so much. It was great to spend some time with you this morning, Amy.